Consumer New Zealand wants the Commerce Commission to investigate Airbnb and BatchCare over what it describes as unfair cancellation terms. Consumers Chief Executive John Duffy says the booking site's policies have resulted in some customers being hundreds of dollars out of pocket. John Duffy's with us. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Why should they be investigated? What's the problem?
Well, we've received quite a number of complaints from consumers who were caught up in the second lockdown, so the lockdown that shut Auckland down. They'd booked accommodation in other parts of the country, couldn't travel there because of government-placed restrictions, but were charged what we think are extortionate fees for cancelling their bookings with accommodation providers.
Okay, why were they extortionate? What amounts of money are you meaning?
Well, in some cases, with Airbnb, for example, 100% of the accommodation was charged to the person cancelling. Now, this is in circumstances where there's enough time for the accommodation provider to re-let the policy. So it could be in many of these cases that the accommodation provider is able to effectively charge twice for their property, penalising that first consumer because they didn't get to stay there.
So this isn't people that are having to cancel within 24 hours of taking up the booking?
No. So Airbnb, for example, has what's called its super strict, and this is their wording, not mine, super strict 30 days policy, which sees the guest lose 100% of their accommodation fee if they cancel 29 days in advance. And then there's a super strict 60 days policy, which again sees the guest lose 100% of their accommodation if they cancel less than 60 days. So if they cancel at 59 days, they'll lose 100%. And the host gets to choose which policy gets applied. It's not the guest.
So if Airbnb and BatchCare are the two in particular caught up here, are they the only ones that have problematic policies around this?
Yeah, based on our review, they're the only ones that stand out that have policies that could breach the unfair contract provisions of the Fair Trading Act. So the Fair Trading Act's got a section that says if normal consumer contracts are so balanced in favour of one party over another that they become unfair, the Commerce Commission can apply to the courts to have those provisions struck down and declared illegal or unfair. And we think in these instances, especially given the kind of dagger that's dangling over us with the potential for further lockdowns, the Commerce Commission should act and take Airbnb and BatchCare to court on these contracts.
So this is about what the company does, although you were saying earlier that it is down to the person who's letting the accommodation, the person who owns the accommodation, as to what policy is applied. Is that right?
That's correct. So they can choose when they're listing their property how strict the cancellation policies need to be. However, it's Airbnb that enforces those policies.
Okay, so is it down to Airbnb or is it down to the owner in that case?
Well, the owner chooses and Airbnb enforces, because Airbnb takes the money off the and I should include BatchCare in this, Airbnb and BatchCare take the money off the consumer, so they hold it there, so they're the ones who enforce the refund.
Okay. Has this come to light previously at all, or is it because of the particular circumstances surrounding the lockdown that this was noticed?
Well, in the first lockdown, where the whole country was affected, Airbnb were actually really good, and they applied a policy whereby they just refunded consumers. However, now that we're moving into a scene where we've kind of got regional lockdowns, it appears that their policy has hardened and they're going back to their normal operating conditions. And we think that actually they could show a bit of discretion here and use the policy that they used under the first lockdown.
And as for Airbnb, which certainly is an international company, are their policies different here to what they are in other parts of the world?
No. So we're seeing a global policy being implemented in the unique circumstances of New Zealand. So again, Airbnb would have the discretion to apply a policy that reflected local conditions, but they're choosing not to do that. I should also add that it's not just domestic travellers that are wrapped up in this. So we are aware of complaints from people who are travelling overseas who literally cannot get out of the country or get into the country they're travelling to, who are again affected by these cancellation policies for Airbnbs they've booked in countries like Canada, for example.
Thank you very much for your time. John Duffy there from Consumer New Zealand.